I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Well, hello and welcome to Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And welcome to the home of the late 20s, early 30s, figuring life out.
Oh, yes. I've just realised, sorry, I can see the side of your head in that the reflection of that lamp.
So basically, we're recording from home today. And I'm in my mum and dad's hall. And what, you can see the reflection of me in the lamp.
You know when you look in a spoon and it like makes their head...
Big. Oh my gosh, it actually is doing that, isn't it?
Anyway, it was just funny, sorry.
Am I going to distract you?
No.
Moved out of the way. Do you know what? You're actually really lucky because about 5 minutes ago I was in a bikini, so it could have been a life.
Lucky or unlucky?
Well, you know, it depends who you ask.
Oh, have you been sunbathing?
Yeah, babe. Oh, so nice.
I'm going out after this. I'm literally like... That's what I got snacks for. Got some cocktail cans. Going to go out on the terrace.
Oh, cute. You know what no one talks about that they should talk about? White boobs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate tan lines.
They're so ugly.
So it's really not, I know what you mean, like a bikini line on your tits. It's just not it.
It's not it. I'm like, why does nobody talk about how what can we do for them? I don't know. It's almost worse because I like to put down my my straps so that I don't get tan lines everywhere, apart from if you're at beach club or whatever, I would leave them up. But if I'm actually laying down tanning, I'll pull them down. But then weirdly you just look like you got two light bulbs.
I don't think there's much you can do really, unless you just get your tits out. I don't think you can. That's not appropriate ever. I was just thinking there's families that live in this building, so I can't do that on the terrace. I think maybe probably people do.
Yeah, I bet they do. And I don't blame them. If I saw someone with the tits out, I'd go on, girl.
Yeah, I would just, yeah.
I wouldn't care, but yeah, I wouldn't do it. So it's like, right, this is weird. I've got a theory where I feel like it's normal to do it on the beach, but not at the swimming pool.
No, I think that's fair. I feel like a beach is a lot bigger and it's an open space. A swimming pool is usually a private area, for a hotel or something. So it does feel a bit more, even though people do it, but I think a beach is more open territory.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why. I feel like you're one with nature, you know? You're doing a Tarzan.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
The way you gasped as if you fancy Tarzan was really funny.
No, I think the only way... You could not have that is if you sunbed, which is so bad for you, or just don't tan, or you fake tan. It's difficult.
It is difficult. I tried to fake tan them one time and I think I just ended up with orange ones. It was just not a cute look.
You never fake tan. You're quite dark skinned though, actually. You're quite tanned naturally.
Yeah. No, I do fake tan, but I try to just do the boobs.
Oh, I was going to say, have you tried just doing the boobs? Interesting.
Yeah, I tried to just do the boobs one time and it's not cute. But I do tend to fake tan in the winter because I just think I look so pasty and ill.
Well, I'm even thinking I'm going out now and I've bloody been on holiday recently, but I honestly didn't have the time to just lie down and sunbathe. It was all systems go all the time. But I'm like, I need a bit of fake tan on me.
Yeah, you need to like proper work on a tan, I think. You know, these people like, oh, my best friend's Spanish. Oh, and honestly, she just looks at the sun. We can just walk around a market and she's like so tanned and beautiful. And I'm just like, how is this possible? Like, I need to actually be lying down for it to catch me.
Yeah, I have to do a lot of like initial sun work to then even start getting tan. But I do feel like I need to get out in it, I think, because I think that if I try, I think I'd be good at topping up this holiday one I've got. That's what I need to do.
I know I'm going away in 3 weeks and I'm like, I really don't want to be pasty white when I'm there, because everyone will be so tanned from the whole summer and I'm going to be like, oh, don't mind me, just moved to Scotland, I am so white. Now, a topic that we're going to be jumping into this week is a topic that you've probably seen everywhere across social media. It is the most talked about topic I know my algorithms are picking up at the minute, and probably because I'm actually engaging with it. But I guess it's the chat about the high value men and women.
Yes.
Where do we start?
Very interesting. And it is very relevant. And I feel like especially at like our age, it's a real head fuck, this whole thing.
I feel like it's something that's always existed, but I think recently on social media and, you know, certain public figures and things have kind of gave it this name, right? Where it's like high value men and women. Like, I wonder if like, it's always been a part of society. I feel like we've always known, you know, what society as a general rule feels like people are kind of like more attractive if they have certain qualities. Do you know what I mean?
It is interesting. Like, I don't like the way it's worded. Like, I feel like this high value thing, because that kind of like alludes to like monetary value, like high value, like you kind of just think money, but obviously there's like loads of personality traits that make it up. But it's very different for men and women.
Yeah. Do you think it's a thing?
What, just the concept as a whole, or like?
Yeah, I wonder if there's like certain traits that like if a man has them, I probably in my brain go, oh, they're a high value guy. I don't know.
Yeah, like I think as a concept, I think that that's absolutely like the case. Like, I think that in my own head, I have probably hold values where like if I see that, yeah, in a guy, I almost place them higher than other people. But I think that's just life, isn't it? Like, but everybody likes different things and they'll put different things in different orders. I think that it's interesting when it's like dating and things like that, because like high value women, I think, struggle to date a lot.
Yeah, it's a really interesting concept. And I think as society has like, I guess, developed since the 70s, there's actually more high value women than there ever was.
Yeah.
But I wonder, you know, what the kind of, this is where it gets a bit controversial, because it's like, what makes the high value woman, and actually in someone's eyes, what a woman was more generally in the 70s was higher value than what women are now.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily about what they earn, but it is really interesting that like what we would deem as successful women, you know, that are either killing it in business or in their life, and kind of like, I look at some women in awe and just think, how are they doing it all? Someone like that, I would kind of class as a high value woman, but yet apparently it's harder for them to date.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about it with my friend actually. And like, I'd say we're both like reasonably successful, generically attractive. Like, I'm saying this very generally, but I mean, like, you know, got things going on for themselves. And like, I think it's very difficult sometimes in the dating world, because men, I don't know, I am generalizing, but like, I just don't think they want like a, you know, a high worth woman or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's weird, because in my head, I think, well, why would you not want kind of like a, you know, someone that's got it together and kind of like earns their own money and, you know, has got the head screwed on and kind of confident and things like that. But like, I feel like that doesn't fly in the dating world. Like, it's almost like a lot of guys that kind of have all that stuff don't really need it from someone else.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think it's because that's not what they need to kind of, because I guess like when I look at a relationship, right, I look at it as like a partnership, and it's almost like a little bit like a jigsaw. You kind of have to, I believe, kind of fit into each other, and you know, you bring certain qualities and the other one brings other qualities. Some of those qualities will be similar, some will be completely different. And I wonder if you are on the more, what we would class maybe like more successful end of being a woman, in terms of, you know, high flying career, perhaps is really independent with their money, you know, like you say, is generally attractive, looks after themselves, goes to the gym, all of those things. That kind of woman wants a man that matches that or above, right? As a general rule.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, because I wonder if men who have all of those qualities, they actually, I don't think, value the same things. I feel like they don't need someone that is independent financially because they got that covered.
Yes.
You know, they don't necessarily need someone that's out working crazy hours because actually they're doing that. So maybe it suits them to have someone that maybe like wants to just, you know, work from home or doesn't want to work at all, wants to raise the children, wants to kind of is more of a nurturing type of person. But then it kind of comes up to the argument of like, surely they're just as high value then, those women.
I know. It is crazy. Like, it's just, it's like frustrating the way that it all works. Like it frustrates me because like, I feel like with dating, I've always struggled and it's always been hard, but I don't think I've been asking for anything like over the top. Like I've always said, like, I just want someone similar to me, equal to me. Like I've never been like, you know, I'm looking for something way worlds apart than what I am or anything like that. Just similar drive and energy and that kind of thing. But it's bloody hard. Like I just don't know whether that's what the opposite sex is looking for. Or like, yeah, like you said, I think when they've got it, that's not top of their priority list. Like you find that, you know, then they might just be looking for a really attractive girl that they can kind of like have on their arm a bit more and that kind of thing, rather than, you know, have someone that's, it's, I don't know, it's really fucking difficult.
Yeah, it is hard, isn't it? And you do wonder in the other way around, like when you're kind of dating. Like I used to always say to my mom, it's really interesting that when you apparently, I mean, it sounds pretty creepy, but apparently you kind of go for someone like, if you know, if you're a male, as a general rule, we're talking about heterosexual couples, obviously, but it probably could apply to all couples, to be honest, but you kind of look for a partner that is similar to, you know, whether it's your dad or your mom, and you kind of look at that opposite. But what I always said to my mom, which was really interesting, is my mom and dad, as a general rule, are more within what we would call like traditional gender roles, I think. My mom works, but, you know, my dad's always been the kind of, you know, the leader in terms of like bringing in the finance, my mom cleans the house, all of that. They're a bit more kind of traditional than we are. But yet my personality is so similar to my dad's that I remember when I was dating saying to my mom, maybe I'm getting it wrong trying to find someone like my dad. I should be looking for someone like you that, you know, is a bit more nurturing, is, you know, is very domesticated and things like that, because I'm not particularly. So it is really interesting how like your, I don't know, the kind of like gender expectations come into it as well.
I think that's really interesting. And I've got a similar background. Like my parents are very traditional. Like my parents were a little bit older when they had me as well, and like I remember, like, I mean, my dad's still kind of traditional, but he's very much modernized now. But god, when we were kids, and you know, like my grandparents as well, majorly traditional. But he basically said to my mom when she was younger, like, you know, you don't need to work and all of this. And she didn't stop, because she kind of like, she worked in the entertainment industry, though she didn't have like a sort of full-time job. It was very much like it came and went, and she'd have to get the work and things like that. But she very much didn't work, and she was a housewife and all of that, and very much so. I mean, like, you know, my dad doesn't do anything domesticated like at all, but like that's their roles. But interestingly, similarly, I'm like my dad, and I always think that growing up he's not really understood that, but now he does. Like, I think, you know, because I'm a very driven, like strong woman, and I earn my own money and all of that, which is different kind of than, well, not different, I don't want to say that my mum didn't want to, it was just the way that like they came together. And
yeah, neither is good or bad, right? Like I actually was, I saw a meme and I was like, oh my God, I've never resonated with something more in my life. It was like, do you ever wake up one morning and just think, shit, a girl boss too hard, and why didn't I just find a man that like could just sort all of this for me? 6:30 in the morning, yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting though, because like, I feel like with guys I've dated in the past and been with, they haven't had like loads of money or anything. Like I've dated guys in the past. Well, I've been the one that's earned the money and things, and like we wanted to do nice things and things like that. Like, you know, but more recently I've dated a couple of guys that maybe do have a bit more money, but it's fucking, I don't know, like it is crazy, because just because they have that, like, you'd rather their kind of like attention and their kind of like, you know, kindness and things like that than just be like, you know, throwing money at the situation. Money's a very, really, it's a fucked up thing. And in relationships and things like that, it can be really, really difficult to like navigate that. But sometimes you just, you want more. Like, I'd rather just not have that and then have them be a lot more caring or a lot more, you know, kind and considerate, and like, rather than just be like, oh yeah, I can pay for that. And da, 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 da. And it's like, well, okay, cool.
Yeah, it matters what you value as well, I think, and like what you need from, you know, a partner. I think it goes back to that like jigsaw thing. We did, and by we, I mean our expert production team. Thanks, Meg. Basically scouted out the apparent traits, okay, of a high value. Let's start with man and see if we think that this would be kind of high value. Because of course, like we've kind of like spoken a little bit about money, because as a general rule, money kind of follows a lot of the qualities that, you know, is kind of listed here. It's not necessarily like at the forefront of it, but it does kind of follow, you know, certain qualities.
Yeah, high value. In your head, it kind of goes to, like in my head, it kind of goes to money, even though it's like all of these different attributes. Mm. It just kind of like jumps to that conclusion.
It does. Your brain does that, doesn't it? And it is really interesting. But apparently, here's the traits. Okay, so there's 12 traits. Number one is he's proactive. I do like that, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah.
I really like a man that's proactive. Number two, he has a purpose. Number three, he's radically self-responsible. I don't fully know what that means, but maybe that's my lack of intelligence. I don't know. Number four, he's courageous. Number five, he obeys a code of behavior and ethics. Number six, he helps his tribe survive and thrive. Number seven, he maintains ironclad boundaries. Number eight, he communicates in a straightforward manner. Number nine, he's effective and competent. Number 10, he's formidable. Number 11, he's committed to self-improvement. And number 12, he's confident and believes in himself.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no, a lot of those are what you would...
a lot of them are great qualities, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just like, in which way is it like actually communicated? Because like number eight, he communicates in a straightforward manner. Is he rude?
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 5th of October at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. If you want to join me and share your own paranormal experiences, get tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Yeah, like what does that mean? Or does he just say how he feels, or says it how it is? I mean, this is the thing, like people, I don't know, like I think with males and females as well, like they're praised for different things. Like women are just expected to be emotionally intelligent and communicate in a really effective way. And then it's almost like if men do that, it's like, wow. And it's like, well, why can't that just be a thing as well? Like why is that like asking the earth for them to effectively communicate with you? Like, but I would say, like, obviously, if I was to like list my personal, I guess what I would see as high value would be like respectful, confident, ambitious, holds himself, like a look like similar to what a lot of these say, really. Like I would say that I would agree with a lot of them.
I would want them, or I would class those qualities as just a high value person, to be honest, rather than necessarily a man.
This is the thing. Like we'll move on to women, but I've very quickly scanned it and I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh no, really? Because no. I just look at that list and I'm like, surely you want, you know, any person, male, female, they like courageous, fantastic, proactive, fantastic, has a purpose, you know, like surely it's the exact same list.
This is what I mean. So with that, should we move on to the female?
Okay, go on then. What apparently is the traits of a high value woman? Well, she's got 15 to start with, which is
obviously
we've got more expected of us.
Yeah, okay. Oh, these are so fucked up. Right, she embraces femininity, she cares about her appearance, she's agreeable.
I hate that one.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Where have we found these? She's a champion of women's causes. She's kind. She only associates with high-value men. She has good female friends. She cares about her reputation. She's classy. She's always improving herself. She's a peacemaker. She's a tribe builder. She embraces healthy sexuality. Oh, my God. I can't even cope with the next one.
Oh, my God. What is it?
She's not a victim.
Oh, my God.
She saves her sexual power for one man. I'm literally going to throw up. This is like Andrew fucking Tate, right? And I've seen videos recently and I'm just like, actually, I tell you what I see is, do you call them incels? It's like that group of, there's like men on the internet. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about this.
It's quite dangerous really, because basically it's just like a whole group of young, I say young, but like of males, and they're kind of called things on the internet. And I think it's where they all have these similar beliefs. And I think it's kind of that Andrew Tate mentality and this whole like, you know, women should only be faithful to that, well, like not faithful, like, you know, one man and all of this. And basically all these double standards of like, you know, women should be this perfect vision of whatever. And then men can kind of like do what they want because they hold the power. Like that's what they think. They think that they hold the power because they've got, you know, the money, the job, the kind of like the confidence that they are the man. Like it's really fucked up. But I think it's called incels. And it's basically like, yeah, I just feel like I've seen them all over Instagram commenting. Like I think there was pictures of a footballer and his girlfriend and like they were just commenting. Like she's for the streets, like those outfit. And it was like, you know, she's obviously been with men in the past and all of this. And I was like, what planet are we living on that like you don't think that a woman in their like mid-20s or whatever hasn't like slept with anyone else? And why should they not be allowed to do that and explore their sexuality? Like I just don't understand. And I don't understand how guys can have these double standards of, oh well, she's a slut then because she's done this.
Do you know what blows my mind? I didn't even know there was an area of the internet that does that. It doesn't surprise me, to be honest, but I didn't even know. But I do also wonder if they're, do you think they're voicing what a lot of men think, but no is wrong, so don't voice?
I think so. I think it's been really interesting recently because we've had the Barbie movie and stuff like this. I think that we've seen on Instagram, like the comment section is just crazy because so many guys have been like, they pushed it too far. Like it's ridiculous. And then, you know, the men are the victim.
What, the Barbie movie?
Yeah. And just the fact that, yeah, you've not lived in a woman's body to understand that that happens a lot more than you probably think. Like it's just crazy. But I just want to Google. Okay. What does incel? I'm just trying to Google it because I'm sure I've got the right thing. Yeah, it says here, describe someone, usually a male, frustrated by their lack of sexual experiences. And I think they basically like, they comment on loads of stuff.
Do you know, here's my thing, right? I read that list, right, of high value women. And for me, it just doesn't resonate because for me, the exact traits of a high value man, I just think should be the exact traits of a high value person, right? But I wonder if men would agree.
I know, we should have got a man on here. Any men in the house? There's none in mine.
Anyone? Anyone? Maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's a sign, so.
Maybe we should take this to the streets. I think you're right.
I do wonder. Like, I know that, like, you know, they are very, very, well, in my eyes, it's a very extreme list. Things like she's agreeable. Like, I think that's very, very extreme. But I do wonder if some men just feel like that, feel that they want you to be classy and they want you to be more feminine and kind of have those traits, but maybe just don't voice it. I don't know.
No, I agree. I agree. I just think we're so over that now. Like, what do you want from us? Like, don't get it. No, like, I'm so fucking confused.
She's tired out here, guys. She's tired out here on the streets. It's not fun.
No, I'm like, I'm just so, I honestly though, but it is, it's so hard. It's like me personally dating, like I meet someone, I think, okay, cool. And then like, they'll just want something casual or whatever, or just be, and I'm like, what are you looking for?
No, I know. I do think there is this thing of like, I feel it within myself, like a kind of masculine and feminine energy. So like when I'm in certain situations, and when I say masculine and feminine, I mean like, you know, totally generalizing in the traditional kind of sense. But I do think there's certain situations where I almost feel like I need to have that kind of, right, I'm getting shit done kind of mentality. I'm kind of in that headspace of quite proactive, you know, maybe slightly more to the point with the way I'm speaking because I'm trying to get stuff done and things like that. And then there's obviously what I would class as kind of the feminine energy, where I can be a bit softer and kind of sit back a little bit and kind of like let my partner take the lead. And I saw this thing online that was really, really interesting. And it basically said, there's men, as a general rule, men out there are looking for women that have this like feminine energy. And that's kind of what attracts them to, apparently it's animalistic or whatever. But my argument was, yes, but a lot of you men aren't bringing like the masculine side, so I can't unlock the feminine side.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do the shit.
Yeah. No, that's so true. So so interestingly, this morning, I had a reading, like a psychic reading.
So did you?
Never had one before. Funnily enough, I told her, like I'd booked it because she was like, oh, I've not spoken to you before. I booked in with her like 2.5 years ago or something. And like, funnily enough, like just before the call, she messaged, said she had a family emergency and we didn't do right. The call. And at the time I was like, okay, I'm not going to rebook. And she said to me, that's like, obviously it wasn't meant for you at the time or whatever. And, you know, now you've kind of come back. But I just felt like I really needed it at the moment. I was like, I just have so much shit going on.
Oh no, I love it. I find it so fascinating. And I just think, you know what, some people say, oh, you know, it's a load of rubbish and it's the placebo effect. I'm like, hey, if it works, take it.
Yeah, like it definitely gave me a bit of like, not even peace of mind, just a bit like, okay, right, you know, come on then, get on with this or do that. You know, it was just like, I don't know. And for me, so the dating thing, basically it was like, no, that I'm not seeing anything in the near future. I was like, okay. I was like, fair. She was very much though, like, I'm going to focus on myself and career and things like that, which I would like to do. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. But she kind of spoke about the guy that she thinks that I'll end up with. Like because it's far off, she thinks she couldn't get that much from it. But she said about him being like, quite cold and blunt and stuff, but not to me, but like that would be his personality. Oh, wow. But then she said that I would be very much like, it would bring out my feminine side a lot. Like it really would, because when I'm in a relationship, when I'm with someone, like I come across maybe a bit cold or whatever normally. Well, not really, but like, I'm really like in a relationship, I think that like, probably because I've been, you know, around like my parents and things like that, but like, I want to cook for them and do this and that. And I'm very generous and like do things for them and like what, like feminine and all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting because she kind of said it in a similar way, which was like, this person will bring that out of you and you will feel comfortable doing that, as in like, it won't be, you know, like asked or anything, but it'll just be how you feel around them, that's the energy that you'll bring. But I do see that for myself. I think I'll probably be this kind of like more, I don't know, boss bitch, and then I'll be like, okay, I want to have babies now. And,
yeah, it is interesting, you know. I think, but because I mean, right, it happens in friendships. I mean, certain friends bring out a different side of you, right? They bring out a different energy in you. Some friends are like great night out friends and they bring out a really like giddy side, a really like youthful side. Other friends, like I've got a friend that I always call my DMC friend, like it's like the deep meaningful conversations every time I see her, you know. So I think friends do it, so I'm like, partners absolutely do it. And I think that in order for me to be lighthearted, quite jokey and things like that, which I am, it's a huge part of my personality, I need to have other things covered, or else then I've got to do those things in order for me to get those sorts of, you know, practical things done. I've got to bring out an energy that's different to that. And I hadn't really thought about it like that. I thought it was really interesting how like there's a whole thing of like wanting, you know, women to, you know, be a bit more lighthearted and smile and doing all their things. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, but she's also booked the entire 2-week trip. She's constantly carrying her passport. Like there's like so much going on in her head that maybe she has got to be a little bit more forceful and a bit more firm and a bit more, you know. But yeah, I wonder if it's just like in all of us, the kind of masculine and the feminine. And same with guys. Like I imagine there's like guys that feel like, wouldn't it be nice to be in a space that I could be softer, and if I want to cry, I can cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't always have to be that kind of like macho man, whatever even that means.
Yeah. I think, no, that's so true. I think everything's just evolving. Like, I think a lot of these like high value da-da-da and these different attributes and things like that, I think it still makes sense in relationships, and there's a lot of traditional relationships, but I think nowadays it is just evolving so much because like more women are working and, you know, earning their own money and things like that. And then what that means for them is like they're not necessarily looking for a guy that just has that, and actually they need more from that guy. And because there's more, you know, quote unquote high value women, there's like more that are single out there because there's not as many men that kind of like are reaching those expectations of what these, you know, what women are after. It's like, I don't know, it's just constantly changing.
It's really interesting though. And I saw a stat as well that basically said that women want to date what they would class as like their level or above.
Yes.
And men want to date what they would class as their level or below. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, but what do men think is their fucking level?
Well, that's true. They're fucking deluded.
I was going to say, like, there should be a test. Oh, my God. There should be a generic test. No, there should be a test. You know, like a test to see what your value is. Oh, my God. I've just thought of the next Black Mirror episode.
You actually have. Do you know, I said this thing on my radio show the other day, which I thought, Robin, that's so dark. And I was like, wouldn't it be fun if you could, like, rate people on dating apps?
No, it would. No, that is literally like that fucking Black Mirror it way. Like, oh, God.
It's like 5 stars for every interaction and stuff like that. It's like doing Uber, but like with people. That's weird.
No. See, it is all getting a bit scary. I mean, I just think that, yeah, it's just this whole concept is difficult. Like I get it, and I see these videos and stuff about the high value kind of men and women, and a lot of it makes sense. It's just I don't like kind of like putting that label on it like that, because I just think that it's different for everyone, and I think that it's unfair to say, you know, some people are, I guess, I don't know, high value, because everybody has different, I don't know, like you said, they place different value on like different things, like might literally not care about money, and they would like, you know, to find someone that just makes them laugh, or exactly, is just really caring or kind, or, and that's absolutely fine, as in, you know, we all want that. It's just, I don't know, labeling it like this. And then I just think it does fuel this kind of young group of men that sort of think that they are invincible.
And a group of young girls that think that they're not good enough.
Yes, that's so true. The other side
and
of it.
And probably young boys as well. Young boys think, oh, well, if I'm not a millionaire, I'm not worth anything. And, you know, it's just like creating a society of insecurity, I feel.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, social media in itself is like making everything more difficult and making people very insecure, let alone all the messages that we put out if you're not like, you know, X tall and X da da da. Like, fuck me.
These little boys will be like, oh my gosh, I've not even got facial hair. Bless them. No. So I think we're binning the high value list. Is that what we're saying, Soph?
Yeah, and especially that one. Wherever the FR producer got that from, I don't even want to know what website. But yeah, I feel like that's...
No, I think that is it. That's like the highly searched, this is what it is, you know, like that's what that is.
Again, like every 10 years, I'm sure it would change massively. But if you look back to like our parents' generation and stuff like that, like, you know, that is what a lot of worth was put on. And there was a lot of things about, you know, women only having one partner and like, you know, this, that, the other. And I just feel like society just isn't like that as much anymore.
Yeah. I do wonder though, if it is, you know, it'll vary across, you know, the UK, depending on where you live as well, I think. If you're a bit more in kind of like in the cities and things like that, as a general rule, you're a little bit more progressive, aren't you, in your thoughts. And then if you're, as a general rule, out in the country, then you would be feeling like a little bit more traditional and things like that. And it is really interesting to see how it like all will evolve. And I do think, I hate to say it, but I think both men and women, there are men and women out there that probably agree with a lot of the values but don't want to voice it because they feel like they shouldn't. I do think there's definitely a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I agree.
Look how I was putting the world to rights. Who are we, Soph?
I know. Well, the thing is, I don't even know, like, not where I stand with it, but like, it's a difficult discussion. Like, it's just a difficult place to be at the moment. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I do find it really interesting though. I do. And I wonder how much of it's subconscious. Like, I do wonder how much, like, if I'm in a social setting, how much you know, these intrinsic, is that the right word? Ooh. I don't really know. But like, you know, like subconscious thoughts kind of come into your kind of into your thought process and you don't even realize that that's what is happening.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah, exactly. Well, it's like when you just kind of think, do I just go back to those traditional things and just give up everything and go find someone that will look after me? I don't know. But then I'm like, shut up.
I'm going to be sat in the studio next time and then Soph's going to come in with her high value man and she's going to be like, Robin, I'm not working today. Sorry, hon, I'm off to make a cake.
Oh my God. See, but the thing is, a lot of like things like that actually are very appealing to me. Like, yeah. I get very conflicted and I have actually since I was younger. Like, I'm like, do I kind of do this career thing or like, you know, but I also want to be that kind of like that housewife and I want kids and I want that life and I want to like, you know, look after my partner and stuff. But then I want to be able to, I want to find a way to juggle both. And if anybody's got that on lock, then let me know. Cause
do you know who I feel like has on lock and I have absolutely no affiliation with her at all. But when I look at her, I'm like, she's got this down. Michelle Humes.
Oh,
honestly,
oh, yeah.
Those kids. I'm like, how is she raising those kids? On every TV show, looks incredible and it's just got it all together. I mean, don't get me wrong, finance definitely helps, I'm sure. You get a lot more help and things like that. But still, I was like, get it, girl. Amazing.
Exactly. And it is all relative. Like, you know, even if, you know, she has the funds to have help and things like that, like she looks like an extremely busy woman. Like it's still, you know, it's all relative to that person's situation. Like, yeah, I thought it was a very good example, actually.
Yeah, I think she's great. I also like to think as well, there can be like chapters in your life where like doing, you know, I guess more the career thing and the business thing and stuff like that. And then maybe like another chapter where you're like, you know what, I'm ready to slow down. I think that's quite common.
According to my psychic, I need to focus on my fucking career and stuff at the moment. So I better get to it.
She's hustling away, guys. She's hustling.
yeah
all the time. Well, thank you so much for listening. We really just wanted to chat about it and just kind of, we didn't really know what we kind of thought of it, but obviously with it circulating, I just felt like we needed to kind of have that discussion and kind of see what we think. We've not come to a complete conclusion, I don't feel, but I feel like we've got a lot of thoughts out anyway.
Yeah, maybe it's one to like revisit next year or something. Like, I feel like it's always changing. And maybe we do get a male's perspective on it.
Yeah, it would be interesting. Let's see if we can hunt one down.
Andrew Tate on.
Don't even. Well, thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoy chatting along with you. Of course, I'm Robin Richford and I am joined by the lovely Sophie Brown.
Yes, you are. I wasn't sure if you were going to say my name or I was. But remember, we always have our extra lippy episode as well, which comes out on a Friday, which is our advice episode. We give our wonderful advice to listeners. Please keep sending in your dilemmas, stories, anything like that. You can send it to contact@looselipspodcast.com.
So many of you are listening. When we kind of look at the back analytics of the podcast, there's so many of you listening, but so many of you that do engage with us every week haven't yet subscribed or followed wherever you're listening. So please do that. It really does help us more than you know. And just putting a little rate and a review will really help push us forward on the podcast that we just love doing for you guys.
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.